Have you found yourself confused over the past year?
While face masks are currently required in some parts of China to prevent the spread of the deadly coronavirus, here in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control is not yet recommending them for the public.
Tonight, the CDC says double masking offers more protection against COVID-19.
If Donald Trump tells us we should take it, I'm not taking it.
I want to encourage everyone to get the vaccine. It is safe.
Has it sometimes been difficult to figure out the truth?
I had really been struggling with it, trying to figure out if I trust the vaccine.
Once I saw that video, if I didn't know it was an RNA, what else don't I know about it, you know?
But it was also that in the back of my head, why so fast?
I'm not against vaccines at all. I think there's a place for certain ones, but I also think some of them are not things I would give my children.
We are living in uncertain times. But we do know one thing for sure. The only way we're going to get out of this pandemic is mass vaccination. The problem is, right now, many Americans just don't trust vaccines.
What if I take it and something happens to me down the road? I'm torn between both, you know? I really am. I'm torn between both.
This skepticism didn't actually start with the rollout of vaccines or in March 2020. Or even with the rise of Donald Trump. This moment has been brewing for a very long time. I'm Kristen V. Brown, the host of Doubt, a new series from Bloomberg Prognosis. In this podcast, we'll trace the rise of vaccine skepticism in America to show how we got here and where we're going. There are forces that have been working behind the scenes to erode our trust in vaccines. Today, their message has gone mainstream, and it threatens our ability to fight the coronavirus.
We need everybody to release their fear from their brains, get rid of their masks, hug people, and absolutely say no.
Doubt launches on March 23rd. Subscribe to Prognosis today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.